This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for it.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Remember yesterday, I was a little discombobulated over the fact that I thought Dr. Marcia Angel had passed away, right? And I was thinking, I don't understand where I got that thought, but went back to the trusty database on the show, right? We got, I don't know how many. Do we have 1,000, 1,100 guests in those years since we started? And come to find, we did that show with my, it aired her interview that I did with her. Marcia Angel, she wrote The Truth About the Drug Companies. She was the New England Journal of Medicine editor-in-chief. And we aired her interview on two separate occasions, maybe three. I think it was 3 weeks in a row. That's what it was. It was like a long interview, so I aired it in a series, I believe. September 19th, September 26th, and October 3rd, Super Dawn, it was of the year 2004.
Oh. 2004.
Well, that would be called 2004 BD.
BD? What do you mean BD?
That'd be Before Dawn, because I was not working on the show at that time.
That's BSD.
Yeah, BSD, yeah.
Before BFD. Super Dawn. No, it's not BFD. That is a BFD. No, think about that. That's almost 12 years ago.
Yeah.
No wonder. Now, I feel a little less bad about my memory, but still, in the database, we had her listed as deceased. And again, going back 12 years, I'm thinking, okay, some wires got crossed that we got the word that something had happened that didn't. And so I don't know if you've been able to find out and reach out to her again, if she's even doing interviews anymore. I mean, she might be in her 80s. I don't know. But yeah. It's hard for me to fathom. You know, we were on the air, well, in 1999, I started with my mentor back in Atlanta to do the show. In 2002, we went into national syndication. In 2004, we were well into it, and you didn't come on board till 2005, right?
Yeah, it was 2005. I'm trying to think now. It was, let's see. I'm just taking a stab in the dark here, but I believe I started working on the show right around April of 2005.
Okay, so it was maybe 6 to 8 months before that
so,
we had.
Yeah, back in 2004, you were still playing bumper music with flutes and violins in it.
we had the did we have the Neil Diamond open from Hot August Night back then?
You
I think so.
Neil Diamond, and then you had I think some Kansas stuff that you were using.
Yeah, the bottom of the hour was Kansas. That wasn't too bad, right? That was not on the hip.
Flutes and tambourines and
yeah but I had you know somebody that was helping out that was not like a rock and roller like Super Don. It was like more of a World War II / baby boomer.
Wait,
somewhere in that
we're really realm. Doing a flashback thing here. Let's give a shout out to Jose.
Yes, remember Jose on the board, right?
And yeah. Patrice.
Yes, that's right. And Patrice is still working on the Jerry Doyle show.
Yeah,
Jose's
he's the holdout there. Everybody
he is the
else
last holdout.
Moved on to greener pastures.
By the way, did you get the interview for my last appearance on the Jerry Doyle show? I talked about hepatitis C. I want
I
that audio.
I'm working with the
Brad?
Guys over there to
okay.
get that audio.
Okay, good. All right, well, we got Ian Clark scheduled today. We've got him coming back from Activation Products. I want to go deeper into the magnesium discussion. We talked about your sleep and relaxation and ease, the magnesium ease product, which is topical. I've been utilizing it. It's awesome. But also we want to talk about it for pain relief a little later. And speaking of pain relief, hold on to the boys, Super Don. This story's going to hurt, right? Remember, we covered in detail, nauseating detail, Angelina Jolie and her desire to communicate to everybody that she got her boobies taken out and or off. How would you say it? Out or off? No, her ovaries taken out.
Off.
Right, yeah. Because she had the BRCA gene mutation, and they frightened her because she had, you know, parent, a mom, a maybe sister, aunt, whatever. It was like the whole thing was like, well, it's all in your family. You have it, too. You're going to get it. And so it's preemptive, prophylactic removal of body parts that are not cancerous because they might be in the future because of a gene mutation that actually might be indicative of higher levels of prevention, not actual manifestation of cancer. And, you know, it's not going all too well because there are a lot of people that are questioning the sanity of removing body parts that are not cancerous just on the offhand possibility that they might become cancerous later in life. And these are the BRCA1, BRCA2, so-called breast cancer genes, which is it's a bogus stamp, if you will. I don't see the FDA complaining about that. But they also try to extend this, and I've mentioned this before, but there's a new article up here on healthfinder.gov. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. That they're saying there's some more information that says, well, men, yeah, I know. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? It might be indicative of an increased risk of prostate cancer. All right. Well, that's close enough. It's close enough for the boys, right?
Great. Awesome.
And, you know, I always say women, hold on to your body parts. Don't let those evil men or women pretending to be men because they're medical doctors. Again, I'm going to get more in trouble because now I'm sexist. But I'm just telling you that to become a medical doctor, it's a patriarchal, male-dominated, no-intuition-allowed boys' club. Women are allowed in, but they have to basically unload their intuition at the door before they're allowed into the club. And then if you start utilizing it again... Oh, don't get me started. It's too late. All right. So basically now they're wanting to say, hey, you know what? We can increase the screening, the people paying for these screening tests, and maybe we could do invasive therapies and remove men's prostates before they're even cancerous. Never mind the fact that prostate cancer is one of the slowest moving cancers in the world. And in fact, if you're diagnosed with prostate cancer in your 50s, you could live to 90 and still not die of prostate cancer. Something else might get you, but not the prostate cancer. But they're arguing here that, hey, you know what? We can extend this to men, and if so, we can go after them a little bit early. Now, what I've said about men, and it's not, it is a little bit of a generalization, because you could always find some man that's willing to give up his prostate. But most men, when it comes to that, they'll look at the potential downside of prostate surgery, of radiation seeds, or you know, different things that they'll do down there. And they'll say, no thanks, doc. I don't think I'll do that. And yet, they're playing through this, the BRCA gene scenario. They're playing the gene card. Can we say that? It was like Donald Trump say we play the gene card. I just played the woman card. No, I played the man card. Calling out doctors for, you know, overt masculinity and not enough femininity. Not enough of the feminine connection to the source of all sources, because we all have a masculine and a feminine side. This has nothing to do with your choice of sexuality or what gender bathroom you decide. And this is just a kind of a concept. We have a masculine components and feminine components, and we've got intuition. It's not just female intuition. The men can tap into it as well. But, of course, we've been told, you know, just put some dirt on it, as Super Don likes to say, get up and move on. But when it comes to prostate cancer, sometimes they're trying, well, now they are trying to frighten men into having body parts mutilated, abused, and removed, much in the same way they have targeted women. And perhaps turnabout is fair play. Perhaps this is a female vengeance scenario within the medical realm to get after the men. And I wouldn't say that's a bad idea, because men, you've been doing horrible things to women, and some women have been doing horrible things to women by encouraging them to mutilate and dismember themselves, all because one day they might, because it runs in their family, that as what they say, get breast cancer. So, Super D, are you willing to relinquish your prostate just because somebody says you have a BRCA gene?
Yeah, no. I don't think so. And okay. I'm going to say that the majority of men, I think, are going to agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see the medical advice come out where they're going to say, oh, you know, no, it's, you know, they're probably going to agree with you that it's not necessary. You can just kind of just let it go. They've been saying that for a while. I think that what we're seeing here is a push by the medical establishment to try and figure out some way in order to prescribe more medicines, or not necessarily remove them like they would with the breasts. Whatever. I mean, this is. I'm wondering now: are we going to start seeing celebrities now? Are we going to see was like, you know, who's going to be the first male celebrity that's going to run out there and be a hero and say, "I got the Bricogene, and I'm going to have my prostate
take care of my
removed.
Prostate removed." Yeah, I wonder. And you know, there's a racial component to this, Super Don. And I read from this study, it says it shows it's this Bricogene mutation is much higher than they thought in African Americans.
Of
men.
Course.
See,
yeah.
This is a racial component. They're just like they do with HIV. They target the certain races. This study shows it's much higher than we thought, and maybe a good reason why African American men are more likely to die or have aggressive disease, all because of your genes. It doesn't this sound? I mean, this is a form of Nazi what do we call it, superior race scenario? Because now it's defective genes. It's not about lifestyle. It's not about lack of sunshine exposure, vitamin D manifestation through a natural mechanism. It's not about selenium. We could never talk about selenium deficiency in communities that are eating food that's chemically grown and subsidized by the government, if that's the case. Because I don't know if they're adjusting this for socioeconomic status or not. But this is,
well,
I mean, this
to
me.
Listen, along the lines of what you're saying here. Is it possible, and do I think that there are genetic predispositions for certain things? I think that's very possible, but it's not a case of fate. It's not a thing where it's like, because you've got that gene, you are going to get this disease, because there are things you can do that will cause those genes to express differently.
Genetic determinism is bogus. It's BS, and they want you to believe you're a victim of your genes. It's a lie. It doesn't matter.
It's not a roulette wheel.
No, it isn't. And you know the thing is, if you look at families where cancer runs in the family, look at what they're eating, look at what they're exposed to. It's all very similar. But no, it's genes. We can't say epigenetics. It's about the genes that you came in with. You can't do anything to change them. Don't fall for the lie. Take extra selenium every day. Get it from our friends at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Jonathan will take care of you, 866-424-1077. Also, Ian Clark got the oceans alive. This is a superfood, if there is ever a superfood, and I'm taking it every day as well. We'll learn more about that and more magnesium, this time for pain relief. And we got some studies coming out of the CDC related to painful, pain-killing drugs, too. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Welcoming back our newest family member here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Ian Clark from Activation Products. We mentioned the Ocean's Alive Pure Phytoplankton, which is awesome. And we were talking a little bit more about the magnesium the other day with Superdon, even yesterday with Dr. Bitar, how it has impacted his sleep so quickly, the topical magnesium. It's not to say you can't take magnesium internally, that's fine too, but to have something that would absorb so well topically is an amazing addition, and it's easy for anybody to use. And Ian said, you know what, we need to talk more about another aspect of benefits of magnesium. And it relates to this story. Because we got a story about the CDC and painkillers, Ian. And it says this, painkillers in America are killing 40 Americans every day. And of course, we're talking about opiates, opioids. We're talking about the approved by FDA drugs. Killing pain? No, the killing patients. That's something magnesium won't do.
Right, so almost two people per hour are dying from painkillers. That incredible situation. The fact that painkillers even exist tells you that they haven't been able to, on the mainstream, get to the root cause of what is, you know, increasing the pain in people's lives so much they're willing to take a liver toxifier mm-hmm. to get rid of pain.
Oh, yeah, no, and a highly addictive substance that, you know, they used to rail against on the street corner, right? Equivalent of addictive intensity of heroin and cocaine, these things that people can't get off of from the street. And now the FDA-approved variety of these drugs is far surpassing the addiction and death levels on a stunning level. 40 Americans a day dying.
Outrageous. You know, and that doesn't take into account the number of people that have killed themselves because they can't deal with their pain mm-hmm. as it gets increasingly bad. So I'm so glad we can help people with that.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, we talk about sleep and how important that is. I mean, even if you have sleep deprivation, that can kill you over time. But if we are dealing with pain, what are the pathways that the magnesium can work with folks to reduce, if not eliminate, their pain, but certainly a way that doesn't cause addiction?
Well, yeah, exactly. So pain is read, you know, by the body through the brain and in the central nervous system screaming an alarm to the brain saying, hey, over here there's a problem, and there's pressure on that nerve telling it, hey, there's some, or a cut or something going on, some kind of a blockage of energy or some pinch. And so the problem with the people's health where their magnesium levels are too low, because, and that's caused, of course, by living a high-stress lifestyle, using to have the brain use of magnesium all day, burning magnesium basically over the top, and then not getting enough in the food, exacerbates it to a double effect. So what happens when that goes down, generally to cause pain, is a tightness in the muscles as the body is slowly turning to stone, getting overcalcified. But it starts to put pressure on the nerves in that particular area, whether it's a joint or a muscle, whatever it may be, but it's causing restriction of blood flow, restriction of movement, and pressure on the nerves, which then sends a signal to the brain. Well, the last thing you want to do is take a painkiller to mask that. You want to deal with the issue because it's just an alarm going off. You don't, you know, pretend like there's nothing wrong in the house by turning the smoke detector off, right?
Yeah, or even more so, taking something that you think will put out the fire but actually fuels the fire long term, so that it might smolder underneath and occasionally flare up, but eventually it's going to burn the house down.
Right. Well, that's the whole deceptiveness of the entire medical establishment, where they are deceiving people into believing they're deficient in this pharmaceutical drug, or they need to take that painkiller, and now you don't have to deal with the issue, but the issue is increasing in intensity. And it was like a friend of mine explained to me one day. He said, trials come into your life to teach you lessons, and it's like a fire you have to walk through. So if you don't want to walk through the fire, there are ways around the fire. You can get around that fire. And so then, you know, God just picks the fire up and heats it up again, even more, puts it in your path again to see when you're going to finally go through the fire, which is simply with us learning what the root cause is, dealing with it at that root cause, not looking for a remedy, but looking for total relief. And that's where these magnesium, you know, therapeutic products come into play, because you're actually relieving the root cause. And that's the most wonderful thing. It's so simple. And it relaxes the muscles and improves the whole body's operation.
All right, Ian Clark is here, Activation Products. We'll talk more about the Ease Magnesium, how you can reduce your pain. In addition, sleep better like Superdon. There's another story here about New Jersey Hospital trying to break its addiction to opiates and opioids. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us. Links are in the show notes.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore's six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to these numbers from this recent CDC report. We mentioned that 40 Americans are dying every day due to the prescription painkillers, that are really emphasis on the word killer. The report shows that more people are now killed by opioid prescription drugs than they are by overdoses from both heroin and cocaine combined. So if you thought I was exaggerating, I was not. I am not. And one of those things, and you know, yesterday Dr. Bitar was talking about it as well. He used to be called Dr. Magnesium when he was in the ER, because he found he could utilize magnesium for just about all of these painful things people were coming in for. And so it's interesting that Ian Clark is here from Activation Products with their Ease Magnesium, validating that, confirming it as well. And I want to go more into that understanding of, you know, how magnesium and that ease we think of when we think, hopefully you think of that one with magnesium, is not only allowing relaxation in terms of sleep, but how it might be able to help us reduce our reliance on other forms of pain reducers or what they call painkillers.
Right. Well, the autonomic nervous system is upregulated or downregulated depending on if you're in the sympathetic stress or parasympathetic when you have the right amount of all of the various elements in your body. And the key element, as we have learned from scientific research, is magnesium itself, which everyone is deficient to a certain degree. So when you're at a level where you're getting pain from a lack of magnesium in your system, you're at a stage 3 heading for a stage 4. So stage 0 is where you want to be. You want to have, you know, just the right amount of magnesium at all times in your body so you're fueled, your brain's working at maximum capacity, mm-hmm. every cell is happy, you're not turning to stone. But stage 1, you don't really notice much. Even stage 2, you might have a couple of symptoms, maybe a little bit of anxiety, nervousness, but in stage 3, pain, stiffness, you know, lack of sleep and all these things. And then your autonomic nervous system is not able to flip in and out of sympathetic and parasympathetic, which is simply, you know, you need to be in sympathetic stress to get something done, running from the tiger, so to speak, but you also need to rest and restore. So having the right magnesium in your system at the right time of day is crucial for
right.
that to
well,
be there.
You're bringing up some nuances to the utilization of the magnesium. Now, I've talked about taking oral magnesium for years, and of course people say, well, how do I know if I take too much? I mean, typically you'll have a loose stool a little bit, maybe diarrhea, but when we're dealing with it topically, you know, how do people know when they're getting enough? We talked about maybe 20 or 30 or sprays or so per day topical, but there are folks out there going, I want to know how to take it, and I'm a little intimidated knowing that this is a new way for some people to utilize magnesium.
Right. Well, the big issue with topical magnesium products, not ours, but the majority, in fact, all the other ones we've tried in the market, is that they, first of all, don't absorb readily. They're very uncomfortable in the skin. You feel like you have to wash them off. The companies will tell you to rub it in and then wash it off, and you'll get some in there. That's a waste of money and time. It's very uncomfortable. It dries out the skin. So the point of getting a topical magnesium that actually gets into your system is, first of all, you can put it in geographically. If you have a bad problem with your ankle, you put it right in your ankle, and so on. So having that access to that type of magnesium that does not tax the digestive system, it fully absorbs. The cool thing about the overdose factor is, first of all, it takes quite a while to get your magnesium levels topped up. But your body regulates how much it's going to allow into your system through your skin. So you can't overdose with a topical magnesium product.
Nice. So you've got incredible leeway. And, of course, you can utilize it with kids. There's no issue. As I said, I've been utilizing it, too. I've been very impressed with how it does absorb, and it doesn't feel tacky and salty like when it dries or anything like that. And even Super Don, who's reluctant to do certain super things, is using the magnesium and saying it's great.
Right. Yeah, well, that's because of the way that it's formulated. It has only magnesium chloride hexahydrate in it. And the way that it is actually produced, which takes 12 hours just to make one batch, it is designed in a way so that it goes deep into the fluid. When you put the fluid in, it releases the magnesium very quickly, and it's also a structured magnesium. So for every magnesium chloride molecule, there are 6 water molecules attached to it, which allows it to be held in your system to be used as a fuel. Instead of like a magnesium bath, it would just go in and out of your system. It would give you temporary relief, but it doesn't really work as a fuel. It just sort of, but this is actually giving you a structured magnesium that you can begin to store up and use and get your levels where they need to be. And you'll know when those mm-hmm. levels are there. You're going to just feel like a whole new person.
There's going to be a big difference. Now, Superdon found another story here off of Natural News, and the headline is pretty promising. It says, New Jersey hospital opting for holistic treatment in the emergency room instead of using deadly addictive opioids. And so it's a promising headline. We're like, wow, what is this? And then we begin to read the story, and we find out that the St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center in Paterson, New Jersey, is redefining the term holistic, or at least the headline is, because it doesn't sound very holistic, although it might be a little less dangerous, but it's still not holistic. What are they doing instead? Well, they're saying instead of a first resort going to a hardcore opioid or opiate drug, they're saying why not use a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug or Tylenol, something that can kill your liver. I don't know how taking something that can kill your liver is considered holistic. So there's still a lot of learning to do within the hospital system to take this kind of perspective, even though there are doctors like Dr. Bitar who even in the ER knew the value of magnesium.
Right. Well, intravenous magnesium, I think, is the very first thing that they should give anybody coming in the hospital. They can use other IVs as well at the same time, but get magnesium rolling in there, and they do that with every single heart patient immediately. They can even just directly inject with a syringe into the bloodstream, because that is truly a fast track to get magnesium levels up there, you know, when it's critically important. But, you know, nobody wants to be sticking needles in their arms and having to do that. So transdermal is the very next best thing, and it's the same thing, really, but it's just non-invasive.
Right, right. And they say there are other things they're talking about, nerve blocking through local anesthesia. And listen, I get what they're trying to do, and I think, you know, I'll give them an E for effort. But in reality, to call it holistic, it's a stretch. But like Dr. Bitar and other ER doctors that knew and know, just like you said, Ian, that immediately by infusing magnesium into the system, there's going to be tremendous benefits and ease that will be returned to that body even when it's in crisis.
Right, yeah, the body wants to be put into a state of comfort, especially when you're in trauma, if you've had an accident or an injury or some illness has hit you. The person's under stress, they're afraid. You got to calm them down, and there's nothing on this earth that calms people down like magnesium.
So this thing we find, we can't overdose topically. It's not burning the skin. It's not causing any stickiness or tackiness. I mean, if there was an obstacle for any of our listeners to take magnesium, I hope there wasn't. And I'm not saying you can't take it internally, but this is such an easy way to integrate magnesium on a daily basis. Now, you target, I think the other day, and again, this may be still new to a lot of folks that are getting to know you, Ian, the idea targeting 20, 25, 30 sprays throughout the day or all at once, just, treat me like I don't know anything about how to use it.
Well, you know, the reality comes down to this, that people in general, and me included, even though I'm a soldier when it comes to doing stuff, I just want to get it done. So every 24 hours minimum, like after I have a shower in the morning, or if I don't have a shower, whatever, but I put around 30 sprays into my abdomen because I don't have any other extraneous issues in my body. I'm in great condition now. So I just put it in there, get it into my system. It's done for the day. Now, at nighttime, before you go to bed, you do the same thing. I don't always do it at nighttime because sometimes I'm so maxed out, I just forget to do it. And I sleep so well. It's beautiful. I don't have any issue there. But people that have had insomnia or a little bit of erratic sleep, or they wake up during the night or they don't get a deep enough sleep, is perfect for them. So, but just, you know, and the other thing is the advantage, if you do have a sore elbow, knee, ankle, if you've got, you know, any nervousness, you can spray it in the areas where the muscles are twitching or cramping or whatever. It's wonderful for that. And so with me, I just put it in my abdomen and just wipe it down my legs, and then I get dressed, you know, a few minutes later.
Sure, sure. And so Superdon might not be taking enough, even though he had some impact already. I'm just having a sense that he, I don't know, Super D, you got your ears on? I mean, I just want to make sure you get enough on you.
I do have my ears on, I tell you, and my nose, otherwise my sunglasses fall off.
And as the story we opened with this hour, you still have your prostate, yes?
Yes, last time I checked.
All right, just checking. We don't want to lose any body parts during the show, especially.
So. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I'm on day two now, and I am definitely seeing some great results. I've been not having the same issue that I was with the restless yes. everything syndrome, and I've been sleeping, which is great.
Yeah, you get a quick impact with it, but it is going to take a while to build your system up because if you're at the stage of restless leg syndrome, you definitely have a significant magnesium deficiency problem. And we've had lots of clients who have taken oral magnesium for years and still had issues. The moment they use the topical, it alleviates the problem, you know, in a matter of days or weeks. And it's a really cool thing to see this over and over again. We just have so many raving fans about this particular product. And there are very few oral magnesium products that are safe to take. They're out there, though, and they are effective. But yeah, this is like the fast track.
Yeah, absorption and utilization is everything. Efficiency of use, all of that, that's what we always look for. Who's got the best kung fu in terms of magnesium? And I think we got it with the Ease Magnesium. Now, those of you who want to learn more, we have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You'll see a picture of Ian and the Activation Products logo and a banner. Also, you can call them toll-free during the week, 866-271-7595, 866-271-7595. 9-5, and again, there are a number of ways to do this. I was thinking, you know, even for massage therapists out there, they can include this into their massage oils, could they not? Or spray it onto the body and then use whatever they're doing in the oil. It would only enhance it.
Well, the best thing to do is spray it on, just wipe it. Don't massage it in. Just wipe it on the on the client. Mm-hmm. Let that soak in a few minutes, and they can begin massaging different parts of the body. They will be amazed at how much softer it is for that person to receive a massage and how much relaxed they are. So they don't massage it in. They just let it soak in on its own.
Okay. But there you go. Great.
Oils in afterwards.
Beautiful. So there you go. So when you're getting your clients ready for a massage, start them up, spray it on, let it sit for a few minutes, wipe it in, don't rub it in at that point, and then commence massaging, and you'll see some extraordinary things happen. Ian Clark, my friend, so good to have you on board, and we're learning a lot with each episode.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I really enjoy the show, Robert, and I look forward to the next one.
All right, he's bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Our friend Carrie's listening live in Ontario, and she was asking all these questions while we were in the segment. I just noticed this. Does the topical help with pain? Never tried that. I like this man. Good interview. Commenting on Ian, and he says, after a sauna, does it work on neuropathy? And then at the end, because I didn't see her writing this while we were doing the interview, she says, oh, I got it. Sorry for all the questions. Anyway, yes, it works for all of that, Carrie. So thank you for asking. Thank you for listening live. And those of y'all listening after the fact, hey, the information doesn't go bad. You can call us 24-7, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And, of course, links up to all of our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day. 6 days a week. So, where do we go from here, Super D? Well, we've got, I got a comment.
How about a short political story here?
Short political
probably
story?
Probably not the political story you were expecting.
No, I guess this will delay us from addressing a comment from Mark D. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow for Super D. He's concerned about you now. But we'll get to that tomorrow. Trump backing tow truck driver refuses service over Sanders sticker. That's the headline, according to the United Propaganda International. And, of course, this is going to be a big whoop-de-doo of, see, rednecks for Trump. They don't help people that have Bernie Sanders stickers. But I don't know. Let's withhold judgment to see what this is all about, because the story says that the woman was kind of handicapped and was in a mild fender bender, and the guy says he wouldn't tow her because she's a Bernie Sanders supporter. Do we have audio on this thing so we can kind of get a sense of the story?
Yeah, let's just hear it straight from the tow truck driver explaining himself.
Okay.
I drive to Asheville, North Carolina. The lady had obviously had a little fender bender, and I noticed all the Bernie Sanders, you know, the big cardboard Bernie Sanders sign in her back window.
Okay. So he's a Southern boy, a trucker, and I'm like, you know, my first impression is like, really? Because somebody has a Sanders thing, you're not going to tow them? There's got to be some more to the story. Because for me, I look at, you know, people who disagree with me or I disagree with them as an opportunity to kind of learn about them. You know, if I can't change their mind, it's like I don't go in trying to change people's mind. I really want to listen to them. What is their story? There's usually a reason why they've come to the belief system that they have. And even this tow truck driver probably came to this belief system that he doesn't like Bernie Sanders supporters for some reason. So let's give him a chance to explain himself.
Every business dealing in recent history that I've had with a socialist-minded person, I haven't got paid. I own the truck. The side of my truck says Shoopy. It doesn't say Freebie. You know, and every time I've dealt with these people in recent history, I get burned with an E, not a U.
Okay. So,
old Shoopy there.
Old Shoopy. Bernie Sanders supporters have not been good to this tow truck driver. And, okay, so, all right, now, we might say, and somebody might say, well, still, that's a real, you know, he's a butthead for doing that. And I might say, yeah, you know, listen, why don't you find out if they can pay you first, and then say yes or no, because you can't work for free, right? You're a small business guy, I understand that. But, I just can't really endorse the idea of turning people down from business because they support a different presidential candidate, yet at the same time, I do acknowledge and recognize private property rights, which kind of puts me in a category where they'll say, well, that means you're a racist or this. It's like, no. It means that people have the right of association. You know, they get to decide who. But then again, if they're a corporation granted that status by the state, right, an artificial creation of the state, if your company is a corporation, you're treated as such, then the state gets to make regulations about that, and they could say to this guy, hey, you know, you can't refuse service to somebody who has a different political belief than you. So it's an interesting dilemma. And overall, I would want to embrace somebody of a different belief system just to at least understand why they believe what they believe. I think that would be a higher calling to do.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a hard one. Now, mm-hmm. I mean, legally, he didn't do anything wrong, really, because he didn't, it wasn't because of her race or her religion, or it was of a political view. But I don't know. The libertarian part of me wants to say you can refuse service to anybody but you want, but that doesn't mean you're being a nice guy.
No, yeah, and, you know, somebody might say, well, I don't ever want to use that tow truck service again because he wouldn't serve the lady who was a Bernie supporter.
Exactly.
But again, that's freedom. I'd rather have that than the government just basically getting in all of our business like they try to all the time. Next, they're going to define healthy as a vaccine. Oh, wait, they already do. All right, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. We're out for tonight. We'll be back outside the box with TMB tomorrow because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.